Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Anand Rathi Institutional Equities, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with the senior management team. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by the interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. Today, I have with me Mr. T. R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D. K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Pankaj Agarwal, VP Finance and Accounts and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisor. The financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website for reference. Initially, I would like to share key updates on the industry, followed by operational development of the company and highlights of financial performance during the quarter ending 31st December 2025, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. Over the past 2 years, project awarding by MoRTH, including NHAI, remained muted, with NHAI awarding only 377 km of new road projects in quarter 3, financial year 2026, compared to around 504 km in quarter 3, financial year 2025. Even during the first 9 months of financial year 2026, new project awarding activity by both MoRTH and NHAI remained subdued. Consequent to very low awarding activity that persisted over the past 2 years, around 5,800 and 5,000 km roads constructed during financial year 2025 and financial year 2026, respectively, which are much lesser in comparison to earlier years. Through several new projects announced by NHAI under EPC, HAM, and BOT formats, with a strong bid pipeline of over rupees 1.5 lakh crore, the same is not getting translated to awarding activity due to recurrent extension of bid due dates, owing to either delay in securing necessary approvals or delay in acquisition of required land. However, in the Union Budget for financial year 2027, capital expenditure for core infrastructure development has gone up by nearly 9% to rupees 12.2 lakh crore, underlining the government's continued commitment and focus on infrastructure-led economic growth. Being one of the key infrastructure sectors, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways received a record allocation of rupees 3.09 lakh crore in Union Budget of financial year 2027, which represents a year-on-year increase of 8%. On the similar lines, NHAI has been allocated rupees 1.87 lakh crore, a 10% increase over the previous year in the financial year 2027 budget. This funding is primarily aimed to supporting new highway development. The increased allocation to the roads and highway sector looks not only encouraging but also would help all the stakeholders to achieve higher growth going forward. Taking a broader view, India's core infrastructure opportunity for private capital is expanding well beyond roads and highway sector to ports, logistics, power, transmission, renewable energy, road-based and water resources sectors rapidly. In support of momentum, proposed infrastructure risk guarantee fund as announced in the Union Budget is expected to reduce financing risk during the construction phase and encourage active funding from lenders. For Jal Jeevan Mission, the budget has provided an allocation of rupees 67,670 crore for financial year 27. In case the allocated funds are disbursed in timely manner to the state, it would be of a great help to clear the long outstanding dues to contractors by respective states and expedite the progress for faster commissioning. With increased and sustained allocation, healthy project pipeline and diversified funding mechanism, the roads and highway sector is well positioned to move into its next phase of sustainable growth. In line of government policies and allocation, it is expected that new projects are awarded quickly, vacant ROW for execution of awarded project is provided timely for expeditious execution and delivery of projects. Now I will share the recent update on the company. In quarter 3, financial year 26, PNC Infratech Limited incorporated a new wholly owned subsidiary, PNC Renewable Energy Private Limited, to undertake and manage its renewable energy related operations. NHPC Solar Plus BESS project, which was awarded to the company, will be executed through a step-down subsidiary. Now moving on to the operation and financial performance of the company. Out of the company's 16 fund-based projects, one is BOT toll project, two are BOT NOT projects, and 13 are HAM projects. And aggregate bid project cost of 13 HAM projects is over rupees 14,800 crore. Out of total 13 HAM projects, 5 projects achieved PCOD and COD, 7 projects are under construction, 1 project of MPRDC achieved financial closure. Total equity investment requirement for the HAM project is rupees 1,744 crore. Till December 25, company already infused rupees 1,110 crore equity in the remaining equity of rupees 634 crore to be invested over the next 2 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 1 to 2 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirement. In addition, the company is currently executed 16 standalone EPC project for an aggregate contract value of over rupees 18,000 crore. Now moving to our order book, as of 31st December 25, the company unexecuted order book stands over rupees 19,000 crore. However, highway contracts contribute 53% of total unexecuted order book, while water, canal, area development, railways and airport projects contribute around 32% and coal mining projects contribute 15%. I am pleased to share with you that the company submitted 2 bids to the Ministry of Transport, Uzbekistan as part of overseas business development and overs in road sector during this quarter. Now, I would present a standalone quarterly and 9-month ended December 31st, 2025. Standalone revenue for the third quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 1,056 crore. Standalone EBITDA for third quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 131 crore. Standalone EBITDA margin for the quarter is 12.4%. Standalone profit for the third quarter of financial year 26 is 77 crore. Standalone PAT margin for the quarter is 7.26%. Standalone revenue for 9 months of financial year 26 is rupees 3,176 crores. Standalone EBITDA and EBITDA margin for 9 months is rupees 408 and 12.84%. Standalone profit for 9 months of financial year 26 is 244 crores and standalone PAT margin for 9 months of financial year 26 is 7.67%. Now moving on to the consolidated results. Consolidated revenue for third quarter of financial year 26 is 1,201 crores. The consolidated EBITDA for third quarter of financial year 26 stood at 239 crore. The EBITDA margin for quarter 3 financial year 26 is 19.91 crore. The consolidated PAT for the third quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 77 crore. The PAT margin for quarter 3 financial year 26 is 6.39%. Consolidated revenue for 9 months of financial year 26 is 3,751 crores. The consolidated EBITDA is rupees 860 crores and EBITDA margin is 22.91%. The consolidated PAT for 9 months financial year 26 is 724 crores and PAT margin is 19.29%. Our net worth as standalone basis as on 31st December 2025 is rupees 5,710 crores, where the standalone debt from the banks, financial institution and inter corporate deposit is rupees 1,106 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.19 times. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 1,299 crores. Our net worth on consolidated basis as on 31st December 25 is rupees 6,704 crores, whereas total debt is rupees 5,478 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.82 times. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 2,745 crores. With this, we now open the floor for question answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wants to ask a question, press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. A couple of questions from my side. Also we'll need the order book breakup and balance sheet numbers, but that will be the last. So first on the order inflow and on the pipeline front. So you mentioned that you have submitted 2 bids overseas. If you can specify where and how much is the value and why are now we looking at overseas business?
We submitted 2 bids in the Uzbekistan. These are the road bids akin to what the road projects what we undertake. It's a two-lane road projects in Uzbekistan. So we submitted because we find that there is a synergy with our activities what we are doing in the country, particularly in the road sector, and we have adequate inventory of the equipment which are meant for the road sector. See, this is part of our overseas business opportunity endeavors we submitted. This would be around international kind of Indian, equivalent Indian would be around 1500 crores both put together.
Funded project.
These are the funded projects funded by Government of Uzbekistan. So there is no investment risk. It is a multilateral funding by ADB.
Okay, got it. But do we now have a kind of a strategy that we will keep on looking at other countries also?
Yes. Yes, we are looking at other countries if the right opportunities are coming into our way.
Okay, got it. Now in India, how much value of bids that we have submitted which are yet to be opened, and how much more now are planning in terms of the pipeline to be bidded before March, and maybe beyond that also, if you can specify sector-wise also.
As of now, in India, including those two Uzbekistan projects, we have submitted 33 bids for an aggregate value of around 28,700 estimated cost. These bids we submitted during the last one and a half quarter, and these 33 bids comprising 22 EPC bids, 7 HAM bids, and 4 TBCB bids for renewable energy projects. So this value of around 28,700. Apart from, we identified bidding opportunities, over 80 bidding opportunities across the sectors for a value of over 1,20,000 crores. If these bids are scheduled for the receipt of bids by latest by 31st March, but may extend into the first quarter of FY27. So these are the 1.2 lakhs worth of bids at what we are pursuing.
And out of these, how much would be 1.2 lakh, how much would be the NHI? And similarly for India, how much would be the NHI?
See, we are not, by department wise, we are not bifurcated readily. Otherwise, these bids are 12 EPC bids for NHI, MoRTH and other road projects, and 6 EPC bids for railway projects. 7 EPC bids for airport projects, 6 HAM bids primarily of NHA.
70,000
crores NHA, and 4 DBFOT toll projects. Of course, that's also NHA and other projects.
Okay, got it. So, sir, now how we look at the revenue, because in 9 months we are already kind of a 22-23% decline. Last time we said that we are looking at kind of a 5% for the full year. So just wanted to understand in the fourth quarter, how much can we look at a 1,400 crore kind of a revenue is possible at standalone level. And then on that low base, how one can look at FY27 and 28. And also at the same time, you can specify now how much more in terms of the order inflow that we are looking to by March.
I am coming from the last question. In case of order inflow, since we had already submitted bids for more than 28,000, and also we are going to submit bids for few thousands before the end of the current financial year, we expect a further order flow of inflow of around 6,000 crores this year. So totaling to 12,000 crores in the current financial year. That is order book side. As there is a decline of around 22.5% in comparison to FY25 to the current 9 months of this quarter this year. But we expect robust execution during the fourth quarter. Because three of our projects appointed dates have been declared and going in full swing. That is the Varanasi-Calcutta packages, EPC. And also after a long spell of monsoon and flooding and other things, the projects of Maharashtra also now they geared up. And coal project also we have commissioned. And almost 6 new projects, EPC projects, execution we commenced during the quarter 3. That includes airport project of Varanasi, then Bharatpur flyover, coal project and 3 HAM projects of NHA. So with this kind of thing, we are expecting a revenue, say, up to 5,000 which will translate into 10% decline when compared to FY25.
Okay, so we are kind of looking at 1700-1800 crore kind of a revenue in the fourth quarter.
Yes, yes, 1700-1800 okay. crores revenue and 5000 crores. And with a base of 5000 crores, so we are expecting an increase of 25% in FY27. And FY28, we'll going forward in the next quarter, we'll be the, kind of a more clarity we'll have. Then FY28, we'll share later.
Yeah, and now, sir, a couple of balanced data points, if you can share. So first, on the inventory, data, trade payable, and then retention, unbilled, mobilization, HAM data, water data.
Mr. Chavansha, can you come back again? We'll let other people think. And in the meantime, we'll compile the things and we'll keep it ready.
Yeah, yeah. And on the margin front, it would be the similar that what we are guiding kind of a 12.5-13% that will be doable.
Yeah, 12 to 12.5%.
Yeah, yeah. 12 to 12.5%.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes. Earlier we were targeting closer to 13% margins. We had guided for 12.5 to 13. So we are lowering the guidance now going forward.
See, because this year, current year, at the turnover is we are 10% decline in the turnover, and the fixed overheads being the same. So this year we are targeting of EBITDA of 12 to 12.5%.
For 27.
27 also would be in the same around 12.5% only as of now. So maybe during the first quarter we'll relook it and we'll share with you.
Okay. Secondly, what would be our water receivables as of now, and are there any improvement in payments? So when do you see this order book of almost 2600 crores getting completed?
Sorry. See, as of 31st December 2025, we have a billed outstanding of 822 crores. Out of that, we received 87 crores during the month of December and January. They started paying. So, as of now, as on date, it is 735 crores is the billed amount, which is outstanding. And we are expecting another 35 crores remittance during the current month. And then by 1st of March, it would be around 700 crores would be outstanding, which we are expecting substantial amount before the end of March. See, the government continuing the program and already allocated 67,000 odd crores for the current, for the FY27. And during our interaction with the finance minister as well as the state chief minister, we requested for the release of funds so that the projects which are in advanced stage of completion can be commissioned and put into O&M stage. So we are expecting that these outstandings also will be cleared during the first half of next financial year, and then we move ahead. With regard to thing, as of now, around 2,000 crores worth of project to be completed. So we are expecting FY27 will complete around 60% of that and remaining in FY28.
Okay. Sir, in terms of Q4, we see some improvement in the water execution as well. It will be similar to the quarterly run rate of this first 9 months.
Q4 also will be the similar what is there in the first 3 months because now funds are slowly coming. So we are remobilizing the people and all. So it will be in the same kind, or otherwise there will be some marginal increase.
And beyond this 822 crores, what is the billed part? What will be the unbilled part in the water vertical?
WIP, apart from 822 crores, around 100-150 crores will be WIP, which we are not billed.
Okay, and so lastly on CAPEX, what we have done in 9 months and target for 26 and 27?
The total CAPEX, which were earlier reported, that total required CAPEX is 400 crore rupees. on company basis. Out of that, up to December, we have capitalized 125 crore rupees, and the balance will be in the quarter, in this quarter.
So you maintain 400 crore number for 26?
Yes, yes.
And for 27?
Around
150
crore rupees.
Okay, okay. And the last thing, AD on the HAM project, when do we expect? Western Bhopal Bypass?
Only Bhopal Bypass we are expecting in the first quarter.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhinav from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is with the appointed date received for the three packages of PRK, is it fair to assume that the execution worth around 15 billion will be done in the next 12 months from these three projects?
15 billion would be slightly on this thing. But already we executed 100 crores of work in the three projects combined in Q3. And we are expecting another 300 crores, 3 billions of work in the Q4. Over 300. And next year it would be around, it's say, 1200 to 1500 crores.
Understood. So around, that will be around 12 billion in the next 12 months, right?
You can say next billion, 12 billion in the next 12 months. Because these projects okay. are having a completion period of 2 years. Okay,
right.
Total EPC value is 3,006 crores is the total VPC value, and which is to be completed in 24 months. So that kind of things is there. But what happens initially, there will be low value work. As we move ahead, when we reach the top of the crust and other items, so there will be higher value works, like bituminous works.
Understood. So second question is for the operational HAM assets. Are we in talk to monetize those in the near term?
No. Regarding the divestment of assets, HAM assets, which are under implementation. So we are evaluating all the options. Some investors are approaching us and we are looking at other options also. But as I said, our primary focus as of now is to achieve the PCOD for the four projects, which are we expect to receive the PCOD in the Q4 and the Q1 of this financial year. So going forward, we'll share the details. Because
we are evaluating all the opportunities, all the options that are available.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for providing the opportunity. So my first question is, so the last quarter, the order book was something around 20,000 crore and now it has gone down to 19,346 crore. So overall the change in the order book is 750 crore something, whereas our revenue is around, 1100 crore. So there is a gap of something around, 300 crore. So does our revenue include any, one-time arbitration income, or any proceeds from the, holdback amount from the monetization?
Actually, the revenue includes the some maintenance project revenue as well as the price escalation and CS works also. That's why you find the difference between the two order book is 750 crore rupees. But in addition to that, the work is received, revenue is received on this field also.
Okay. So this quarter have we not received any arbitration income or nothing like that, right, sir?
No. No arbitration claim is received in this quarter.
And what about the holdback amount? There was some, 200 crore holdback amount for the 10 HAM assets, that we sold.
In the monetization process, around 200 crore was holdback. Out of that, we have received around 42 crore rupees on this account.
Did we receive this quarter, 42 crore, or it was last quarter?
It's last quarter, quarter two.
Okay, quarter, okay. The second is, what is the, you know, status of the SIDCO order?
Matter is under sub judice, so okay. We cannot discuss.
Okay. So third thing, we have been, you know, lately seeing, even in the, you know, when the NHAI or MoRTH tenders are getting opened, there is still, you know, aggressiveness, you know, in terms of the, you know, the number of bidders which are there. You know, there are almost like 20 to 25 bidders, you know, even after, you know, the NHAI, you know, made the stringent net worth criteria. So how do you see, you know, as a competition intensity going forward?
See, now NHAI has introduced that depletion network criteria for the bid. It's a stringent criteria, we agree. But now the project, since the no major projects awarded in terms of number as well as quantum, so that depletion will start when the awarding activities are picked up. So as awarding activities increases, this number of bidders whose net worth is limited, they will get depleted and they may not able to bid for the new projects. Going forward, competition is expected to be reduced.
Okay.
So there is a robust pipeline, but the, as our managing director mentioned, though there is a robust pipeline of projects, the awarding activity is very slow. As you say, as you see, the, currently they are shifting the bid due dates. And even after, even for the lab, either for the internal approvals from the central government or due to the non-availability of the minimum required land.
Understood, sir.
So now, now you can say competition in HAM in the moderate condition and EPC is very high.
Okay, understood. Sir, next question is, sir, when I see your order book, in case of the, you know, coal, you know, order book, there has not been any change, you know, in terms of the unexecuted value. So, last, did we, you know, execute anything last quarter?
See, last quarter, we have not, though we have executed some removal of overburden quantities, but the billing is possible only once we extract the coal. So, during the Q3, we have not billed anything, but in Q4, in January, we already executed 100 crores worth of project, 100 crores worth of work.
And that will bill it to the client, right? The 100 crores?
Yeah, we'll bill it to the client.
And sir, how much amount did we executed in case of a renewable, the BSS project?
The BSS project, we are in the final stage of identifying the land and executing the land lease and other kinds of agreements. We shortlisted two locations across two states. We are going to finalize one of them, and then accordingly then we'll finalize the land lease and other kind of agreement connectivity things. Then we'll start physical execution of the project maybe from the second quarter of FY27.
Okay, okay. Understood. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, as you mentioned, the awarding activity has slowed down. You've mentioned a number, 377 kilometers versus 500 kilometers year on year. What would be this number for 9 months, and how much do you expect to get awarded in the 2 months?
See, exactly 9 months figure precisely is not available on the publicly available data. But previous year, they awarded 12, I'm talking about FY24, they awarded around 12,000 kilometers of new projects. See, now when their award itself is reduced, consequently construction is also reduced.
Correct.
So exact figures, whatever is available on the available to everybody in the public domain only, we are finding out. Exact figures we will share, offline we will share with you.
Okay. Do you expect the land acquisition hurdles, delays to get done for this in the next 2 months, February and March?
We hope so, because the land being a state subject, the NHA is also struggling to get the minimum land and removal of obstructions and all. But now they are streamlining the process, compensation, distribution, everything now they made it digital. So we expect the land acquisition project will be speeding up.
Okay, okay. But it still remains uncertain.
Yeah, that's there.
Understood. That's it. My other questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Deepashree Joshi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I wanted to understand on the Pune Ring Road and the Jalna Nade project, how much do you expect to execute in Q4 for those two?
In the Pune Ring Road project, we are expecting 240 crores in Q4, and in Jalna Nande project, we are expecting 300 crores in Q4.
Okay, got it. And for the canal project, Srishailam canal project, how much did you execute in 3Q and how much do you expect to execute in 4Q?
Q3 practically you could not execute because the water is standing in the canal system for the irrigation purpose and because of the high rainfall in the catchment area. However, in Q4, we expect to execute around 25 crores worth of thing.
Okay, got it. And on the equity investment front, you mentioned that 634 is yet to be invested. Now, that is for total in totality, or can you give the breakup between what you'd invest in road and what you'd invest for the BESS project?
Hello? See, we are coming back to S on canal project in Andhra Pradesh. In Q3, we executed 14 crores of work, which is basically peripheral works and supporting works, not the main canal works. In Q4, we expect 25 crores worth of work will be executed.
Okay, got it. And the equity requirements balance that you mentioned, does that include the BESS equity?
No, that doesn't include BESS equity. This is the
what would be
that is 400 crores.
That would be around 400 crores.
Okay. And just one last thing, what is the unbilled revenue for the road segment as on date?
Order value?
Unbilled.
It's actually out of 1900 crore, road segment, 1900 crore unexecuted order book, road segment comes to around 53%.
What is the unbilled revenue, sir?
Unbilled revenue. Just note down. Unbilled revenue for the road project is 140 crore. And DPC amount is around 200 crore.
Got it. Okay, thanks. Yeah, thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know, how is our execution likely to ramp up in the mining and the solar projects? Like, you know, what kind of revenues are we targeting in FY27 and 28 overall?
As I mentioned, in case of mining project, we expect around in the 100 crores in FY26 and 500 crores in FY27 and 600 crores in FY28.
Okay, and just for the solar project?
See, solar project will be able to tell precisely once we start execution, but tentatively we expect 1,000 crore revenue in FY27, which is nearly 50% of the total EPC value of the solar project, solar cum-based project.
Okay, sure, sir. And on the irrigation front, when do we expect to complete this project altogether?
See, irrigation will take time because, see, we are getting only 5 months working period in a year. So 7 months we are not able to do any work over there because of the water is left into the canal system. So the execution will go up to FY 28.
Okay, sure, sir. And can you just help me with the toll collection numbers for this quarter?
Just note down the toll numbers for MP Highways. It is 10.79 crore. Rivareli-Jaunpur
okay.
is 32.16 crore.
This is basically annuity.
Annuity project.
Yeah.
He's asking only toll.
Okay, and the Narela project, sir?
Narela project is 3.82 crore.
Sure, sir. And just, sir, one confirmation. The standalone cash, can you just repeat that number, please?
1,299 crore rupees.
Okay, this number last quarter was about 373 crores, and this quarter it's 1,299. So there's been a quite bigger jump.
In last quarter, actually, this amount includes the proceeds received from the KKR.
Okay, we have received that amount in this quarter. Sure, so that's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. All the balance sheet numbers, sir. Inventory, debtors, trade payable, retention money, mobilization, HAM debtors.
Just note down.
Yeah.
The total inventory as on 31st December is 758 crore rupees.
Yes.
Debtors is 1898 crore rupees.
1898?
Yes.
1,189. Okay, and trade payable? Trade payable is 743 crore rupees. Okay, retention money?
Retention money is 219 crore rupees.
Okay, and total unbilled,
we
mentioned 140 plus
200,
that is a
340 crore rupees.
Okay. And mobilization advance?
Mobilization advance is 170 crore rupees.
170. And HAM debtors?
HAM debtors around 470 crore rupees.
470. Okay. And the equity that to be invested in the fourth quarter and the FY 27 would be?
The total equity which is to be infused in this year and current, next year is 634 crore rupees.
Yeah, but in fourth quarter, how much we will invest in FY 27?
We expect around 100 odd crore will be infused in this quarter.
Okay, and in FY 27?
It's around 500 crore rupees.
500 crore, okay. Okay, got it. And just a couple of outstanding order book as on December. So this irrigation, sir has mentioned, I think 15 crore. So the outstanding is now 805 odd crore.
Around 815 crore.
And this Sonali Gorakhpur?
Sonali Gorakhpur is 175 crore.
175 and Akkalkot package 2.
418 crore.
And Haryana Orbit Rail.
Haryana Orbit Rail is 450 crore.
450 crore. And elevated corridor flyover in Gwalior City.
580 crore.
And Hiradas Chaura will be the similar 240 crore.
Yes, that will be the same.
And Varanasi also 297 crore same.
Yes.
And this BESS 2000 crore, when will start putting in the order book?
Q2 of FY 27.
Okay, and both the Kanpur-Lucknow packages has been over in terms of order book. Now, has it become zero?
It is almost over.
Almost over. I think there is one did some work over. So 60 to 70 crore is to be built.
Okay. Got it. And this Hardoi early completion bonus 1400 odd crore, will it be coming in the fourth quarter?
We have received 16.69 crore in Hardoi and 16.69 crores in Hardoi.
Huh.
And 513 crore in Bansi Mathura.
So this entire will be part of revenue and part of EBITDA for this quarter, third quarter.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And this Hathrohi Athra Haroi project 420 crore. So have we received the appointed date?
Bagmati River.
Bihar project.
We will receive
in the current quarter.
We will receive appointed date in this quarter.
Okay, in fourth quarter. Okay. Got it, sir. Yeah, that's it my side. Thank you, and hope we get the significant order info. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vishal Periwal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in the console cash balance of almost 2,700 odd crores, so what is our own cash in this?
This is pure own cash.
Okay, so no, basically anything to do with the debt which is there, and then similarly which is there in the extra side is the cash. So,
sorry, can you repeat?
Okay, my question is the 2,700 odd crores of cash balance in a consolidated accounts that we have. Yes. Can we say it is completely our own cash? It's not related to the debt that we have raised and yet to be deployed in the in any of the project.
No, completely own project, own fund.
Okay. So standalone when we have 1,300 crores and console is 2,700 crores. So the remaining, there are certain subsidiaries where the cash is lying in the books, or how exactly it is getting accounted.
This balance is having in the subsidiary company. The one is the holding company and the rest is other subsidiaries company.
Okay. Sure. So I think this is all that I have, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So what revenue are we targeting from the irrigation order? For 27 and 28?
150 crores we are expecting in 27.
and 28 would be expecting around 200 to 250 crores.
But you indicated that we are targeting to complete the order in FY28 and outstanding book is roughly 800 crores. So how is this possible?
See, actually, this mainly comprising two parts. One is the main canal and then the subsidiary canal. In the branch canal, there are certain issues. As of now, whatever the funds available, based on that, we are talking about around 400 to 450 crores. As funds cleared, then we'll revisit the FY28 target.
Then what is the outstanding receivables from the project?
Receivable from the project is around
170 crore
during this year.
So we won this project in FY21 and there are almost now 5 odd years and no major execution has happened. So how do you see this? So even margins would have been impacted, or was there escalation in the project? So how are we looking at this project? Because even after 7 years in FY28, we won't be even completing the half the value of the entire project.
No, as of now, more than nearly 400 crores worth of value of work completed. We are targeting another 450 to around 450 in the next two financial years. By the time 75% of the project would have been completed. There is an escalation provision in the contract, but not the for the whole work, but for the fuel, steel and cement, the escalation provision is there. It is delayed. They extended the contract period up to 2026. The further extension they are considering.
Sir, in payments, we have seen it was roughly around 100 odd crores outstanding and nowadays it is to 170 odd crores. So are the payments stuck or there is some movement?
There is movement. More than 220 crores we already received, which was otherwise struck during the first two and a half years. We started receiving the funds from the after change of government from the last financial year. We are also somewhat aligning the progress with the receipt of funds also, the funds availability and the funds allocated for this project. That's the thing. And we expect another 40 to 50 crores of payments before end of the current financial year. And going forward, we expect to release the balance amount in the next financial year.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the cash
Sorry
side,
to interrupt, Mr. Shah. We request you to return to the question queue for the follow-up question.
Okay.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your question to one per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunities. Solar project with NHPC is valued nearly 2,000 crore and the mining project 2,957 crore. And what is the margin profile of these projects? And I just want to understand what is that we have bid for 28,000 crore and I just want to understand our bidding is majorly focused on diversifying into like beyond roads like water, renewables and mining over the next 3 to 5 years. So how this mix looks like after 3 to 5 years? Thank you, sir.
See, in the core project, we are expecting a margin of 9% PBT. 9% PBT we are expecting. In the solar project, because it's a fund-based project, at an equity level, we'll be having an equity IRR again. We'll have a execution margin. So once we finalize the final designs and the finalization of the project and financial project, we'll be able to share you more clarity. And with regard to pouring into other sectors, roads and highway sectors will continue to be our key focus area and key focus sector. And at that same time, we are looking opportunities in railways, metro rail, water, transmission lines, renewable energies. So we, maybe next two to three years, it would be a 50-50 kind of a thing. Highways will be, have a 50%, around 50%, and the other sectors will be around 50%. I can say the further we'll able to see that how things will unfold, where more projects we able to secure with a decent margins.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for your active participation in our earnings call. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.